from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New York's congestion pricing plan is getting the go-ahead from the federal government. The Federal Highway Administration, as well as state and city transportation officials, have signed off on the tolling program, paving the way for it to start on January 5th. However, legal challenges could get in the way. Police in Trenton have shown a pattern of misconduct, including excessive force and unlawful stops.
A Justice Department report released Thursday documents arrests without legal basis, officers escalating situations with aggressive tactics, and unnecessary use of pepper spray. The 45-page report comes after a roughly year-long investigation into the Trenton Police Department, undertaken after an officer shot and paralyzed a young black driver. The Justice Department investigation found the police department's practices violate the Fourth Amendment, and the report comes with more than two dozen recommendations for remedial action. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Middlesex County community is in shock after a fire early Thursday morning damaged five homes and caused the evacuation of several families. Police say 57-year-old Woodbridge resident Anthony Burke purposely torched his own home on McGuire Street. His neighbor talks about the ordeal.
I was, like, actually really scared because, like, I was, like, kind of worried, like, what was going to happen if, like, our house was going to be caught into it, too.
Burke faces arson and aggravated assault charges. The ultimate Jersey girl, a baby named Amelia, was born along the parkway Thursday night in Cape May County. Seaville Fire Rescue shares a Facebook post that around 9 p.m. EMTs were sent to help a woman in labor parked northbound along the highway. Fire officials say mom and baby are doing well. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Fewer Americans than expected filed initial jobless claims in the week ending November 16th. The Labor Department on Thursday reported receiving 213,000 first-time requests for unemployment benefits. That's down from the 219,000 received the week before. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long, guaranteed. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. How could we get this weekend in terms of weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This is a busy travel weekend ahead of a busy Thanksgiving week. This storm system is out of here just in time as rain and snow showers taper off tonight. We'll see raindrops and snowflakes end completely by daybreak tomorrow morning at the latest. Low temperatures mid-30s, most of the state staying above the freezing mark tonight. Clearing out and drying out tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, but still windy and blustery. Highs only 45 to 50. Sunday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. Highs improve to the lower 50s. Increasing clouds on Monday with seasonable high temperatures in the mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union 37, Long Branch 39, Vineland 37, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. Top name furniture, free furniture delivery, and Flemington Department Store is paying your sales tax on most name brand furniture and select Sealy mattresses. Hurry in now and save big. Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.